Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, here we go. You know, every so frequently, we get to hang out and talk about some very interesting stuff around here. We get to look, we get to talk, we get to assimilate, because I don't know what other words to use. We get to interact. But here's the fun part. Sometimes we have to cover topics that have been covered before. Sometimes we have to cover things that we take a look at and go, how is this applicable to the things that are going on? And today is one of those subjects. Today is one of those timelines that we have to talk about some things that are, I guess, not the prettiest, but are things that have to be discussed because it is time to do so. And in life, as in your personal life, work life, whatever, we have to discuss this major word, this things that that some people don't like to talk about. And I'm going to give you the word real quick, so let's talk about it. It's called boundary. In this case, we can call it boundaries. So, plural noun for boundaries, boundary. So that is a line that marks a limit of an area, dividing line. The eastern boundary of the wilderness is an example. A limit to a subject or sphere of activity would be another one. A community without class or political boundaries. So there you go. That gives you some information on what it can mean. And here's the thing. Sometimes in your personal life, sometimes in your work life, you might have these things that we'll say gel together, but you have to put boundaries in place. And your work life is your work life, and your personal life is your personal life, and you normally want to try to avoid both of those things gelling together. No, like seriously, you want them to avoid gelling together. And what happens here is you have to put boundaries in place. So, with that being said, let's talk about this. If you are in a work relationship that something causes it to cross the boundaries that you have in place to go into your personal life, there's probably something wrong with the relationship. And when I talk about relationship, I'm talking about, you know, sometimes you get friendly with your boss. Sometimes you get friendly with coworkers. But you have to make sure that there is a dividing line sometimes in regards of what is going on. And one should not have an effect on the other. Now, understand that there are some limitations there on some of the things that we can talk about. But there is this great book out there that is called Boundaries. And sometimes these boundaries have to be put into place with friends, with family, and people that you work with. Because things need to be above board. Hey, listen, I know there's some people that change some of that stuff. But here's where it gets weird sometimes. Sometimes people think that because you have a work relationship with them, that you all of a sudden are friends. Sometimes people that you have friendships with think that they can go into your work relationships and think that you're going to help them with X, Y, or Z. Now, I'll tell you, because this is the way that sometimes things work, I had a group here that we did work with, and we had a business-to-business relationship, because that's really what it was. And when time came up for renewal, for them to stay on what we do on our platform, they told us that they were kind of amazed on what our percentage was in regards to the stuff that we do, and that we had developed a friendship, and they couldn't believe that would be the price. So it was kind of interesting. Now, I don't know how things work in your life, but when you have a contract coming up or you have a bill that's due, normally, the things that on how they work is you get information about what it is. The bill is either processed or the contract's given to you, and you have X amount of time to be able to sign it. And the people were legitimately offended because we had a quote-unquote friendship, even though it was a business-to-business relationship in regards to what was going on. So it was kind of weird. And then sometimes you get, you know, people that you work with, and all of a sudden they think that because they're involved, everything must be done because they're wanting to, but that's not how that works. Now, It gets weird, and it gets real weird, because just because you might be in business for yourself, or you, just in case you might be working for a business, does not mean that you have to do every single thing that they tell you to do. Now, I'm still hung up at times. If I am an hourly employee, let's use this for an example, and I am requested to go somewhere, traveling for work, should I get paid from the moment that I leave to the moment I get back to where I'm at? Because technically, I'm not a salaried employee. So you would almost have to ask that question also if you're an independent contractor. So these are the things that come to mind to me in regards of the stuff that I think about. So sometimes you have to have these weird boundaries with family. Sometimes you have to have these weird boundaries with people you work with. Sometimes you have to put these weird boundaries in place because boundaries just need to be set up. And sometimes people get extremely confused on what line they think that they can pass, and you're not going to hold them accountable for it. And here is the thing that I always tell people. Most of the times, I'm going to use the word most of the times, the most difficult time for somebody to do something is the first time. If they're able to pull it off one time and nobody's bitching about what they're doing, they're going to do it again and again, and it becomes easier and easier and easier. So it's one of those patterns that if you understand that, it will help you out in the long run. So there you go. Stuff to think about as we are talking. So a lot of things. Keep that in mind today, because I think that one's going to be one of those ones that people are going to go, what? Exactly.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.